All right, two special guests in today. They were hanging out at York Summerfest. Now they're hanging out indoors here at Broadcast House at WRHI. They are Brenda Bolduc and James Romare, and they're here from the Yorkville Agricultural and Educational Society with some big news, some exciting news. We've covered this on the radio station a couple of times already, but there's an update to this. You guys are trying to have the acquisition of the Episcopal Church home property in York, 100-plus acres, 120 acres, and it's a kind of a citizens group that's been working to acquire and preserve this. So I think I'm close to that description. So James, tell me about what we're doing here right now.
We're in the closing stages of this project, and it's been an 18-month journey, I should say. And we've been lucky enough to have total support in this area. And the facility is going to be used. We have about 16 buildings on site, and we've reached out to different entities to use these buildings, such as a STEM academy, Quarks from Fort Mill. They're going to be coming on board. And we have a wellness center that's looking at locating on our property. And the 4-H community is there as well. We have the largest 4-H in South Carolina and York County. We have over 700. It's going to be an area that's going to provide similar amenities as the green space in Fort Mill and Cherry Park. And we're very excited. It's close to town. We're about three blocks from downtown York. And it's just been a great journey, and we're at the end now.
And the big news is we've got some funding, so it's bringing you guys closer to the goal. Are we able to say where that came from? What's kind of the story there?
Local state funding is going to be available for us when by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys will be able to announce it then, I guess.
Officially.
When the ink is dry.
Yeah, officially. But we've been real happy with the contributions that people have made and the involvement people have made. The church home has been like, I guess, the teddy bear of York. It's always been there. It was an orphan home. And people just love that property. And I've been stopped more than once in York. What's going to happen to the church home? Again, it's such an important part, not just today, but of the history of York and the significance it's going to provide as we continue to develop it into a forever entity.
Well, and it's important to preserve with all the growth that is coming. I actually saw York as one of the fastest growing towns in the region.
Yes.
Which kind of surprising. We hear about Fort Mill. We hear about Rock Hill, of course, and TKK, but York is right up there. I mean, it seems like every time you drive through, there's a new development or home is being added onto a development, but you guys are trying to preserve a very important place in York.
Well, our chairman, Arthur Black, is the owner, farmer of Black's Peaches, and we have another board member, Bob Hall. Excuse me, that's Bush and Vine. And a lot of people don't understand where our food comes from. Well, it comes from farming. Well, when you put another subdivision up, that's land.
Yeah.
That's taken away from their overall production of food. And in this day and time, we want natural foods and nothing that could be a threat to our health. And every time you put up another subdivision, again, that's that much less farmland that's able to be used. So we're lucky to get this at a time when, as you said, York is growing by leaps and bounds, and we will have it in perpetuity.
Brenda, your piece to all this.
Yeah, so I'm fairly new to York, but what I would say is that there's a character in York that is really unusual, and that is kind of the agricultural heritage, the history that we share. It's part of the reason that my husband and I moved to York. We've been blessed with our local community supporting us in the amount of over $300,000, which I think is amazing when you have individuals making contributions. And one of the most special things I've found about working on the project is that when you talk to people that have been born and raised in York, South Carolina, they all have a really important connection and story to tell about York Place. It lives in the hearts and souls of people living in York, and we're just delighted that we can preserve that.
Now, it seems like you guys have a goal of closing on this in the first quarter of next year. But what is kind of the end goal with this property? Obviously, you said it's going to be something of the effect of like a greenway in Fort Mill. But what's kind of the goal that you guys have for this space?
We have a lot of land there. And what we're looking at is developing trails around the facility on the grounds. We're looking at education, 4-H services for the kids where they can understand, you know, again, the aspects of where does food come from, animal petting, a market, goals that allow that campus to be utilized all day long. And again, we're going to have it in a land easement. And so there's going to be very little development other than that's on there right now. That's the main goal. And the main goal is to provide a place for York to maintain a green space for people to come, meditate as all this growth explodes around us. My parents moved to York in 1949, and the amount of growth in this area has been phenomenal. And we want that oasis to be maintained in York.
And for those curious about where this is, the actual address is 234 Kings Mountain Street in York.
Correct.
Yeah. So this funding, when you get it, basically you'll be able to close on it and then you'll work on the property? Like what?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we're looking at reawakening, if you will, the property and reimagining, transforming towards our vision of conservation, preservation, agricultural education, and creating opportunities for healthy lifestyles. And so we are looking at phases that will include bringing in early childhood, after school care, reimagining the gym so we can partner with the City of York for recreational programs, and reimagining possibly a swimming pool, which would be really exciting, an indoor natatorium, and so walking trails, biking trails, and we expect that that's probably going to take us about 10 years to reach our vision, but at this point, kind of the sky's the limit, and it's so exciting to imagine where we're going to be even in 2 years. We look forward to the work, and now the hard work begins, right?
Correct. The hard work really begins. I was in education for 35 years, and one thing that teachers love is a variety in learning opportunities and experiences for children, i.e. field trips. And we did a study within a 75-mile radius of the Church Home Project, the Yorkville Project. There's over 550,000 public school students. So this could be a destination for field trips to learn 4-H, field trips to learn food and how it's grown, those kind of things, as well as a community asset.
Well, let me ask you this. If somebody is listening this morning and they're like, I can help with the early childhood, I can help with, that's stuff that I'm passionate about, how do they become involved, or how do they partner with you to get in a bigger, better place that you're talking about, help with that vision?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking that question. The first way people can connect with us is via our website, so yorkvilleagsociety.org, yorkvilleagsociety.org. That's where if people want to make donations, there's a Donate Now button, and there's also information about the project, and it, you know, will allow them to contact us if they have an interest.
Okay. And we're also available to make presentations in-house as well. Brenda and I both made presentations to different groups in the area, and as well as tours. Again, I live across the street, and if somebody wants to come visit, I'll be more than happy to take them around. We are so proud of this project. I think we're the two biggest cheerleaders other than the board for this whole thing.
They are James Romare and Brenda Bolduc. Guys, anything else you guys like to add?
You want to go first?
Yeah, this project is a blessing for the City of York and really for York County and the state of South Carolina. And we're really excited as a nonprofit to be able to put this project together in a meaningful way for our community and for the state.
Our group has been so closely knit. I feel like I'm kin to them. It's like a family. And there's never been a no. And if people are available, they come together. And that's what made this become a reality, and we want this to be a reality forever in our great little town of York. Most of the development's going on the eastern part of the county.
Yeah.
This is going to be our oasis for the county, but on the west side. And we invite everyone to please come and visit us, go to our website and reach out to us, and we're there as well.